The Power FM Business Update was brought to you by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to do business.
I need to send money to my brother, but he only has a mobile wallet account.
No worries. You can send money directly from your Ecobank account to his mobile wallet. Quick and easy.
Oh, that's great. And he can also send money back to my account if needed?
Exactly. Transfers are smooth, secure, and convenient.
Send and receive money with ease from your bank account to a mobile wallet and vice versa. Ecobank, a better way to bank on the go.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Pro-GMO stakeholders observe that falsehoods on GMOs are undermining public trust, delaying innovation uptake, and compromising livelihoods.
The Vuka Commercial and Industrial Energy Storage Lusaka Summit 2025, timely to unlock Zambia's demand for reliable, affordable, and resilient energy.
In international news, official campaigns launched for Guinea referendum amidst new media coverage guidelines.
And in sports news, Chaiwa scores in Conference League, but Hibernian bow out.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Over 150 delegates gathered at the just-ended 60th African Biannual Biosciences Communication Symposium, also known as ABBC 2025, held in Lusaka from the 26th to the 28th of August 2025. They have expressed concern about the complexity of misinformation and disinformation in science and the impact on Africa's development trajectory. They note with serious concern that falsehoods in science, especially on GMOs, undermine public trust, delay innovation uptake, and compromise livelihoods. They emphasize that the continent's progress in climate smart agriculture, disease surveillance, and One Health approaches is at risk if the spread of misinformation and disinformation remains unaddressed. Presenting a communique on behalf of the delegates, research scientist of the Ghana Atomic Energy, Dr. Daniel Osei Ofosu, commended the efforts of regional institutions such as the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, and the East African Legislative Assembly for providing leadership in addressing falsehood challenges. Dr. Ofosu said the establishment of the COMESA panel of experts on biotechnology and biosafety is a significant step towards ensuring credible, peer-reviewed, and regionally harmonized scientific guidance. He further acknowledged the pressing challenges faced by African farmers such as low yields, pest and disease pressures, high input costs, and over-reliance on pesticides, stating that misinformation continues to obstruct access to effective solutions. He therefore affirmed that the African-led innovations grounded in local ownership provide the most credible and sustainable pathway to adoption, trust building, and transformation. However, the delegates stated that recognizing scientific facts alone are insufficient to change perceptions. He underscored that storytelling, culturally sensitive messaging, and anchoring science within lived experiences are indispensable tools to bridge the gap between evidence and public understanding. Meanwhile, he expressed concern that persistent silos between researchers, policymakers, and communicators and community leaders hinder coordinated responses to misinformation, fragmenting efforts, and eroding public trust, adding that overcoming such divides requires international collaboration and shared accountability.
Note with deep concern that falsehoods undermine public trust, delay innovation uptake, and compromise livelihoods. The continent's progress in climate smart agriculture, disease surveillance, and One Health approaches is at risk if the spread of misinformation and disinformation remains unchecked. Two, commend the efforts of regional institutions such as the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, and the Eastern Africa Legislative Assembly for providing leadership in addressing these challenges. The establishment of the COMESA panel of experts on biotechnology and biosafety is a significant step toward ensuring credible, peer-reviewed, and regionally harmonized scientific guidance. Acknowledge the pressing challenges faced by African farmers, low yields, pest and disease pressures, high input costs, and the over-reliance on pesticides. Misinformation continues to obstruct access to effective solutions. We affirm the Africa-led innovation. We affirm that Africa-led innovations, grounded in local ownership, provide the most credible and sustainable way pathway to adoption, trust building, and transformation.
And government through Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha has raised concerns about the continued misinformation and disinformation around GMO science in Zambia, stating that the negative narrative on the matter continues to be a problem. Speaking at the 60th Africa Biannual Biosciences Communication Symposium, ABBC 2025 in Lusaka, the minister said misinformation and disinformation around biotechnology has seriously undermined the adoption of GMO technology and other related innovations not only in Zambia, but Africa as a whole. Mr. Mposha, who was represented by Permanent Secretary Doughty Chibamba, underscored the importance of adopting GMO science and biotechnological extension to achieve One Health and sustainable food systems. Mr. Chibamba warned that unless African countries conquer disinformation and misinformation around GMOs, the continent will always be vulnerable to food insecurity. He therefore appealed to the delegates and organizations such as ISA to collaborate with Zambian governments to dismantle the negative narrative on GMOs for the country to be sufficient in food security.
That continues to undermine Africa's adoption of the biosciences and by extension the achievement of One Health and sustainable food systems. Again, when we had a briefing there, I did explain to the leaders there that here in Zambia, misinformation and disinformation is a big problem around this topic. And this is where we are appealing to yourselves. How do we get to pracademia so that we begin to dismantle this problem? Remember, this is the elephant in the room that is blocking us to getting to sufficiency in food security. Unless we conquer disinformation and misinformation around this topic, we'll always be vulnerable to food insecurity.
Rotella Investment Holdings Chief Executive Officer Happy Mbulo has emphasized that the just-ended Commercial and Industrial C&I Energy Storage Summit was a timely response to Zambia's demand for reliable, affordable and resilient energy. Mr. Mbulo underscored that the conference was designed to unlock new ideas, partnerships and investments for Zambia's energy ecosystem and that it provided practical solutions that ensure competitiveness for the commercial and industrial sectors. Last week, Rotella Investment Holdings, in partnership with Vuka Group of South Africa, held a high-level conference designed to accelerate investment and innovation in sustainable energy solutions for the country's commercial and industrial sectors. It brought together government leaders, financiers, developers, technology providers and energy users for 2 days of dialogue, exhibitions and networking. Speaking during the conference, energy ministers Makozo Chikote unveiled Zambia's ambitious plans, that is to mobilize $11.6 billion in investments by 2030 to expand electricity generation and meet in surging national energy demand. In his remarks delivered on his behalf by Director of Energy, Mr. Mafayo Ziba, the minister projected growth in the country's electricity demand by 121% within the next 5 years. The situation, he said, requires generation capacity in increase from 3.5 to 10 gigawatts by 2030. He added that renewable energy is expected to play a central role in this transformation, expanding from just 3% to 33% of the national energy mix.
The Safety Management Training Services, SMTS Zambia, says the growing number of fire incidents that continue to devastate the communities across the country call for government's urgent action to launch a nationwide fire safety campaign. SMTS Head of Public Relations and Marketing, Judith Mwape, says fires in markets are not new occurrences, but the recent surge in incidents affecting service stations, public service vehicles, car washes, restaurants, and homes represent a growing and dangerous trend that demands urgent attention. Within an interview, Ms. Mwape added that fire is one of the most destructive hazards to both life and property.